Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Pray Big, Already in Progress.
We kept praying and looking for the answer. And God, on the way up there, I guess he was on the way up there when the Lord spoke to you, right?
Yep.
The Lord told him, he's praying, Lord, what if I know that you can heal this child, but I got to know what's wrong, what's the problem? And he gave him a word. What has changed with Gideon? The covenant was broken with Gideon. The covenant was broke. It didn't make no difference how many times we remitted sin. It didn't make any difference how many times we said it is done. We're doing it in total faith like we do everything. The little guy's getting worse and worse and worse. Now he's down to 2 or 3 weeks from death. And of course, he don't know what to do. He don't know what to do. Have no idea. The mother and daddy don't know what to do. But praise God, we know what to do. We know what to do. Pray. Like Jeff said, God can't answer a prayer if you don't pray it. But if you pray it, he can answer you and tell you what the problem is. And so whenever he did, Jeff went up there and he began to talk to him about what the problem is. And they realized what the problem was. And so when she said she's got the little guy, he's been in her womb and he's now about two years old, I guess. Something like that, 2 or 2 and a half now. And she said to her husband, I hate you. You know, for a God that said to the woman, I command you to love your husband. I command you to respect your husband. But he's not respectful. It doesn't make any difference. Oh, he's already over there. Now, those are the kind of miracles I'm talking about right there. I say, Dave, and he appears. Now then, yeah. Now then, I'm going to do something that I've never done before. If you are a man and you believe that you are made the righteousness of God in Christ because of what Jesus did, and you feel comfortable, I invite you to also come up and pray with us over Jeff. Men, I want any man that feels like he's a man of God, that he knows Jesus Christ. I want him to come up here, and I want all of us to touch him. Praise God. This just blesses my heart to see all of you men coming up here to lay hands on this man. You know you're the righteousness of God in Christ. Praise the Lord. Wow. I want each one of y'all, each one of you, to walk by and put your hand on Jeff's head and say something, whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. Just make it short, you know, or whatever. I'm not going to try to tell you what to do. If it's short or long, it's okay. But just pray over Jeff and bless him as we send him off to this journey. He's going to go to Ecuador. Dave, let's start with you, and we'll just start right down the line here, okay?
I love you.
May the Lord bless you, Jeff. May he watch over you and protect you. And I thank God for all these men that come forth to agree with you on your trip to Ecuador. And I know that as you return, you will have great things to tell us. Just like Paul and Barnabas and all those as they went out and did things, you will come back and maybe even have times to share with us all night long like Paul did. Wouldn't you love to have to get to go to church and the pastor or one of the pastors had just been out on a 3-month mission trip or whatever, or a prophetic trip or whatever you want to call it. And we all showed up out here, and he talks all night long and doesn't tell us all the stories that happened. Wouldn't that be wonderful? That's the way the church is supposed to be. That's the way it is. But I believe that God is getting ready to show us some things here that's beyond our wildest dreams. I want you to start preparing yourself. When you see somebody, don't look at what you see, like that 13 and 14-year-old yesterday that was brought to us. Don't look at what you see. Look at the King. He's able to change that circumstance. He can make those kids get up and run and play. And he can do it in a heartbeat if he wants to. And I think we need to get to the point where that's what we ask for. In other words, Cheryl brought me a sign. I think she bought it for me. I put it on my computer or on my in my office. And it says, pray big. In other words, don't pray some little tiny things. Pray big. And I think that's what's been wrong with us. We've been praying for headaches when we should have been praying for new bodies. You know, we need to get over that. I mean, Miss Carrie and her little trip to Florida just recently, that'll speak volumes. When she went down there to the relative that was in hospice, and when they got there and saw her, I mean, that they just, oh, my goodness, what are we doing here? And the Lord knew her faith was, you know, falling off to the side. Didn't he, Miss Carrie?
Yes, he did.
And so he spoke to you and said, Carrie, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after he had been dead 4 days. This woman's still alive. So she's going to be a piece of cake. And she was she not?
She was.
Y'all just prayed, and the Master, he healed her, and she's still healed, right?
Amen.
You see, now we all need to get to where we think like that. When we all get to where we can think like that, then when you go somewhere, I mean, I think about how Cheryl, here a while back, some of you heard her tell this story. She was in a Walmart with her daughter, and a woman's son was not in church. He was out of church. He didn't love the Lord. He wouldn't do anything right. He's on drugs, he's on heroin, I think he was, wasn't it? Yeah, and he was an atheist and everything. And Cheryl, I mean, right there in Walmart. She said, well, let's pray. And so she did. Her and her daughter and that mother, the checkout lady, they got to praying and everything. And Lord, Cheryl's just, I mean, she's dancing around on the throne of God. Telling God, Lord, you made us these promises. So we want this boy to come to know you as Lord and Savior. We claim his spirit, soul, and body for you. And she just went on and on and on. And then she praised and thanked the Lord for saving this boy and everything. Just a few months later, her daughter was back over there and she said, Christy, you've got to tell your mother. My son got saved. He's playing drums in a cowboy church and he's a totally different boy. Yeah, and he's off of heroin. He was totally delivered from heroin. God delivered. And why did he do that? Now you know why Christy, Cheryl's daughter, every time she has a problem, she, Mother, I need some help. Yeah, she said, your prayers always get answered. Now, is that a good way to be known?
Yes.
Be the mother that when your daughter or son, the sons need to call daddy. I was really greatly amazed and blessed this last week when my own grandson that lives right over here got hurt in a football accident and messed up his right leg. Well, when he came in, I didn't know nothing about it. But I came in, and Preston came in with one of his sisters. And I said, wow, what are you doing walking on these crutches? He said, Granddad, I got hurt in a football game. I want you to pray for me. That's the desire of every man for his children. He wants them to look up Granddaddy. He wants them to come to him. And of course, his daddy's out of town. Now, if I got tickled at Tim the other day when they were out there in Grand Canyon. I think that's where they were, Grand Canyon. Yeah, they were out there in Grand Canyon, and in fact, your son was there too. And they went down to the bottom of that canyon, and when they got down there, Ben got sick. Jeff's son, he got sick going down. And if you haven't carried a 40-pound pack 9 miles, you ain't lived. Now, believe me, I did, that's why me and his wife, Megan, stayed at home. I told her the other day, me and you the only two smart ones in the bunch. We stayed at home. But whenever he got down to the bottom, he was so sick, he looked over and there was a payphone over there, and he said, I'm going to go call Thurman, call Pastor. And Tim says, what are you going to call him for? He says, Tim, your daddy gets his prayers answered. I've seen it. And I need some help. Tim says, he hears my prayers too. Let's all get together and let's pray. He hears our prayers. And I thought, praise God. That's the way I want my son to be. I want him to say, you know, I don't need dad to pray. We need to pray. God's going to hear our prayer and answer our prayer. And of course, they did pray. They did not call me. They couldn't get through to me.
But I'm telling you that they did get out of that place, and I think the whole trip of walking was, I think he said 26 miles or something. 26 miles of walking uphill and downhill and uphill and downhill for 2 days, and they carried a 40-pound pack out of that place, down in there and out. I'm telling you, if you're not in extremely good shape, don't even attempt to make an endeavor like that. I wouldn't even think about it. I'm not speaking a curse on myself, but I can walk to the mailbox and back and be tired with no pack, just me, just my 170 or 80 pounds. But anyway, I know the Lord's going to use Jeff in a mighty way. He's going to do some great and wonderful things. And I'm grateful that he's been here. I mean, Jeff was one of the people, I guess he's the only one that God has ever spoken to me and told me. He actually spoke through a prophet. He didn't speak to me directly, but he spoke through a prophet, and the prophet spoke directly to me and told me that Thurman, God just spoke to me and told me he's fixing to send you an Assembly of God pastor from California to be a part of your ministry. That was on Friday. Tuesday of the next week, this man I'd never talked to picked up the phone and called and said, Thurman, this is Jeff Coulter. I'm an Assembly of God pastor from California, and the Lord told me to come be a part of your ministry. I said, come on. You got enough money to get here? He said, I do. I said, well, then come on. And he's been here, man, what, 5 years now, Jeff? Yep. 5 years. As you leave here today, I want you to praise the Lord that you're able to walk. Talk, you know, I mean, everything that we take for granted, everybody don't have that privilege. And I guess that this is just burning in my heart, these two children yesterday. What did your heart do, honey, when you saw those two kids?
I wanted to cry.
Yeah, Cheryl just wanted to cry.
Yeah,
just think, and it's all because of sin. It's all because of sin. Yeah, the husband. We got a major problem in America with husbands. We have a major problem, and we need to get over that problem, and we need to start walking in love. We need to let the Spirit of God lead us every day, every one of us.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Pray Big, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.